Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we help all entrepreneurs just to be entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. And Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. How are we doing with YouTube this week?
We're doing good. YouTube is up and running.
Okay.
And I see we have somebody else in studio with us tonight.
Oh, yes, we do. His name is Jeff, and we're going to introduce him. But anyway, we have a guest tonight, as well as an exciting show for entrepreneurs. And before we get to that, I'm going to ask Matt. I'm going to just say that we got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
And so now you know what the show is all about. Oh, hopefully you notice I have somebody sitting here. This is a special guest of mine. His name is Jeff. And Jeff, thanks for taking the time out to come on. But before we go any further, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Hi, Gene. Well, thanks for having me. And I'd like to just say that I'm a retired Air Force pilot. And then after that, I taught high school for 16 years. And then I retired. And so I'm double retired, and I'm retired now.
Retired.
But I am tutoring, reading, yeah. Like getting out and helping people understand how to read and speak the English language. So I'm just kind of enjoying my empty nesting with my wife and, doing odd things.
Okay. Well, Jeff and I, we get together every now and then, and I thought that I told him he was more than welcome to come on the show and help share some of his knowledge out there for entrepreneurs or anyone else. And so he's here. And we also have another guest that's coming on the line. And I'm going to tell you, is he on the line right now?
He is. Larry LaBelle is joining us once again on the phone lines. How you doing, Larry?
Pretty good. Yourself? Hi, Gene.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. We have another entrepreneur who's also a colleague of mine. But Larry, very quickly, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Yeah, my name's Larry LaBelle. I run a business called Win a Job Fast, and I do resume writing and job search training and coaching for people out of work or just looking for a better job.
he's also an entrepreneur, and so he's here, and that's what we do. But this is the first of the year. We're starting the new year, and some of you out there may have decided that you would like to start a business, or you're thinking about starting a business, and you decided to get started this year. And so on tonight's show, I'm going to talk about famous quotes that other famous entrepreneurs have made, and we're going to be reading some of those quotes, but more so, in some cases, I'm going to give you my two cents of explanation of what I may have experienced, and I'm going to invite Jeff and Larry to add theirs along the way, because we're not as famous as these other people that I'm going to mention. So, but we want to be able to add some of our thoughts, and if you out there hear any of these quotes, and you have some ideas centered around the quote, you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000. You can see it on the board, but you can't see the 727. It's on my left side over here. But it's 727-441-3000, and you're more than welcome to give us a call and share your thoughts as well. Because what we want to do, as you heard, the show is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Anyway, so none of us are necessarily experts. We're just entrepreneurs. We're other entrepreneurs are helping us, and we're helping entrepreneurs and spreading the word. And anyway, so Jeff's here to spread his word as well. As an observer, you're an entrepreneur as well, right?
I sort of was.
Yep. Okay, tell us a little bit about what you do, though.
Well, I'll tell you, my entrepreneurship, I think, was mostly in the high school area. Mm-hmm. And that was inspiring high school kids to think about the aerospace world, because I taught about aerospace. And so we did a lot of talking, researching, experiments with various parts of anything that flies or goes out in space.
Anything that flies?
Yeah, anything that went up in the air or was out in space, yeah, we talked about it. I think a lot of entrepreneurship is being inspired to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it starts, whether it's at home or in the school or somewhere along the way, you have to get inspiration.
Yeah, that's what I gotta put it. That's why I'm here. It's help others to do what they would like to do. Have fun doing
good thing.
That. You know, and so, that's what it is. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, and then we're going to jump into this because the time is going to fly by. Anyway, but you are here with my special guests, Mr. Jeff and Mr. Larry, and we'll be right back to share these thoughts that other entrepreneurs have had. Stay tuned.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. That's what I
want. That's what I want. Money. That's what I want. Money. I believe that's what most of us want. I believe that's the reason we decide to go start our own businesses and everything like that.
I thought it was also to be able to help people in our community, but yeah, let's run with making money too.
Yeah, they all want to do stuff like that, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can help them do that, then that's why we're here. And you're welcome to add your comments as well, since you're doing what you enjoy doing as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I say this all the time, and I've said this on the Employment Opportunity Hour numerous times. If you love what you do, A, you never work a day in your life, and when you do what you love, the money will follow.
Oh, where'd you get those comments from?
Just picked them up over the years.
Okay, well, I'm going to follow those.
All right.
I'm not like some of you guys just yet. I'm still trying to find the money.
Yeah, do what you love, okay. And the money will follow, and if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Okay. But anyway, so these are some quotes from famous entrepreneurs. And I have Jeff here on my left and Larry LaBelle, who's on the phone call. He doesn't have this list. But Larry, if you have any quotes that you can think of from other entrepreneurs that you would like to mention, you're more than welcome to do that. But also, you're willing to add any of your experiences to the quotes, which is something that I'm going to do as well. And so we're just going to go down this list here and go from there. So that sound okay with you, Larry?
Yep.
Okay, you still there?
Yep.
But anyway, I'm just going to pick one and I'm going to get it started. And then you can follow that. You can follow or just add anything to it. I got this off the internet. It's a set of quotes written by a person by the name of Jonathan Long. So I didn't want to make sure he gets credit for having the quotes out there. You can go out there and type in something like powerful quotes by entrepreneurs or something like that, and Jonathan's name may pop up along with some others, but I chose his. He has a list of 25. We're not going to get through all 25, but we're going to go as far as we can go. Anyway, so quote number one, and believe it or not, Matt just said something very similar to this. Okay, it says, choose a job that you like. Okay, so think about being an entrepreneur and choosing a job that you like, because the job of an entrepreneur is to bring their business forward to fruition. Okay, so it's a different kind of job, but it's a job. Anyway, so here's the quote. The quote says, choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life, which is exactly what Matt just said, and he doesn't have this list.
I can't imagine choosing a job you didn't like and having to work a day in your life.
True, but imagine how many people do.
That's true. People.
Right, so I'd like to have you think about that, because that's part of the other side of the aisle for all of those people who work. Many of them are doing something that they don't want to do. And so entrepreneurs decide to step outside of that and go do what they want to do. Some make it big time and some don't. But anyway, but these come from those highly successful entrepreneurs. Anyway, and so the one that said this was Confucius. Okay, so I'm going to read. Once the quote is read, I'm going to tell you who said it, because most likely you'll know some of these names. Anyway, so Jeff, if you got another one. And yeah. Larry, if you have any comments to add to this, you're more than welcome, because you don't have the list. Okay, so chime in whenever you get ready. Okay.
Well, I've got an interesting one here by a man named, I'll save that for the end. This one says, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune.
Mm.
Now, once you start that living based on your formal education, when you're in a job, especially a job you like, you never stop, I don't think, you never stop educating yourself. You learn from various experiences along the way, you learn from the people you meet, And that way, a business can get going. You can make that fortune.
Okay.
A man named Jim Rohn.
Okay, Jim Rohn. Okay.
Like that one.
Larry, you got any comments to add to that?
Not for that one, nope.
Okay. All right. And Matt, if you hear something and you want to chime in, you're more than welcome as well.
Of course.
Okay, here's another one. It says, as long as you're going to be thinking, think big. Okay. Anyway, so I would like to have you just think about that. I'll tell you who said that, Donald Trump. But if you're going to be thinking about something, think big. The purpose, I believe, that people start their own businesses because they think bigger than what they're currently doing, and they think bigger as far as creating something that could help a lot of others. Anyway, so Larry, you're an entrepreneur. Anything you want to add to that think big?
Not something right off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Okay, but Donald Trump said, think big if you're going to be thinking. And I can't speak for any of you out there. My brain is always working, always thinking. So I just got to figure out a way to think it bigger even. Okay. Okay, Jeff, you want to try another one?
Well, here's one some people I'm sure will recognize by a football great. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Mm. And there's not a whole lot to add to that because it's very true. If you quit, you can't win, period.
Mm.
And there's a lot in business and in life that you could quit on and end up not accomplishing it very much.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say, if you get started on anything you start on, if you have a vision, then it's got to get built. And I think from the time you say, I'm going to start, it should be challenging because it's something different that you're trying to go after. So,
in any job, of course, you can't. Unless you want to change jobs, you can't quit.
Oh, you can quit jobs.
That's right, if you want to change the job.
But you can't quit when you're doing your own thing because that's the reason you were given the vision, I believe. The vision, the gift, whatever it is. But it takes time to get it off the ground and going, and who knows where you'll end up. But these people have ended up quite well, and they've shared these quotes.
By the way, that was Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi. Okay. Okay. I'm kind of putting a check mark by the ones that I've covered already, but that's okay. Okay, so I'm going to get to the next one. And because this is the beginning of the year, for all of you that would like to do it this year, get started now. Anyway, so these are some quotes by other famous entrepreneurs that are already. So the next one says, a leader is one who knows the way. Okay, a leader is the one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Okay? How's that sound? A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. A person by the name of John Maxwell said that. And my interpretation of that is that if you know something that's in your mind, or you know, but something has to get done in order for you to get started, then if you know the way, it's a matter of you going or beginning in that direction and staying with it, because once you've gone down that path, then you can show others how to go down the path. That's my analogy of that, or my interpretation of that quote. Anyway, does any of you others have any ideas?
Yeah, I got quotes? One. Peter Durker put out a good one. He says, the best way to predict the future is to create it.
Mm.
The best way to predict your future is to create it.
Okay.
And I know this is going to sound cheesy, but I've often felt this way. You ever see the movie Back to the Future 3?
I don't know. I probably have.
All right. So at the end of the movie, Christopher Lloyd's talking with Michael J. Fox. He looks at him and says, "Your future's not set yet. Nobody's is. Make it a good one." That's how it relates to this. You want to be able to accurately predict your own future, you got to create it. So if you see the life that you want to live, there's only one person who can create that for you, and that's you. That's how I interpret that.
Okay, very well said. Very well said. Larry, you got anything to add to that as well?
Nope, not on that one. That's good by itself.
Okay, well, just think about all these, because I know Larry's an entrepreneur, and I call myself an entrepreneur, and this is for those that are thinking about it. You know, and those that want to be. Okay, Jeff, your turn.
Okay, here's one. success is not what you have, but who you are. Now that's got a lot to it, because it says a lot about the person.
And,
you know, if you are, if you want to become somebody, you've got to have something to start that somebody in you. And then just because you have things doesn't mean you're successful. But when you surround yourself with the right people and the right vision, the right attitude, you're going to become somebody. Your vision's going to get better and better, I think, with you when you work through it, especially if you really like what you're doing.
Yeah. You can't do it alone. You know.
That was by Bo Bennett.
Bo Bennett. Okay. And so think about that, because I just think in some cases I feel alone many times.
And you know, as a lot of people know, things that you have, success is not what you have, it says. Things that you have can make you happy, and sometimes they don't make you successful either. But who you are.
Yeah, who you are. Yeah.
If you're satisfied with what you've done, you don't have to have a lot. You can still be successful.
Yeah. I'm satisfied to a certain point. And then I want more. I want more.
You're talking about those hamburgers or cheeseburgers, right?
Yeah, those types of things. I want more. I need to do more. Okay, so Larry, any comments on that? You're awful quiet out there. Okay. All righty. Okay, I'm going to move to another one then. This one, I'm just going to follow up on this because Jeff and Matt, it says, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the reality, but really great, making you feel that too, and too can become great. Okay, I need to repeat that again. Okay, it says, keep away from people who try to belittle you. Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Okay, small people always do that, but the reality, I keep missing this word here. The print here is a little difficult, but I'm gonna get it done in one sentence if I can. It says, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. But people always do that. But they're really great at making you feel that too. And it says, you can become great. Mark Twain said that. I'm not sure if that's said right, but keep away from people. Can you read that?
Oh, let's see, where are you?
Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but the really great ones make you feel that you too can become great.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the word out, but
not bad.
In other words, surround yourself with great people instead of small people.
I got one for you before we go to break. It's from Bill Cosby. It's a great line. Said, I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody.
Oh, say that again.
It's from Bill Cosby. I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody.
Great.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Great.
We see in our government.
Here's one for you, Gene. A tiger doesn't lose sleep over the tending of sheep.
That is a good one.
Okay, say it again.
A tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep.
Okay. Okay, any interpretation of that?
Yeah, that basically means the ones who have big enough dreams to go after what they want don't care what small-minded people think.
Ooh.
Okay. It's basically, if you want to follow your own path, you're not going to pay attention to the thoughts of everybody who blindly follows along with everybody else.
Do you have a list up there somewhere?
Not for Larry's interpretation, but for a couple that I found, I do, yeah.
Okay, because I have a list here, so it's great. But we're going to take a couple of minutes out so we can take a short break. But you listen to myself, Jeff, and Larry, as well as Mr. Matt. Give us our interpretations of great quotes made by great people. But we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. When you get started, when you decide to get started, you cannot stop. You will have obstacles, challenges, but they're supposed to be there. The only difference is you cannot stop. I'm here with my special guest, Mr. Jeff, that you can see, and my special colleague on the other end of the phone line, who's Mr. Larry, and our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. And so they're all chiming in on famous quotes made by famous people, and they're adding their thoughts to it as well in order to help all of you entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs to understand the journey and how the others have made it.
Well, I got another one for you.
Okay.
The most valuable thing you can make is a mistake. You can't learn anything from being perfect.
Repeat that one again.
Adam Osborne once said, the most valuable thing you can make is a mistake. You can't learn anything from being perfect.
Now, how many people do you know that are afraid to make mistakes?
There's been a couple.
A couple? I know a bunch of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I know a bunch of them. They always got excuses. They're afraid to make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. If you want to be able to, and this is coming from me, if you want to be able to learn to fly, you got to make the jump. If you stay where you are, you're not going to be able to fly.
Well, that's why we have this show.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to involve you doing something that you may not have done before. And you're supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to be very good at it your first time out. That's the only way you're going to get better is you learn by doing.
Yeah, but the key is to understand it's your vision.
Yeah.
It's your thought. It's your gift.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah, do it. And you're not supposed to do it instantly. You're supposed to go over hurdles, I believe, to do it. At least myself, I'm going over a bunch of hurdles. Trying to get to my...
Got one for you, Gene.
Okay.
A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for.
I can repeat that one again.
A ship is safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for.
What are ships for?
Well, the ship is you, many of us you, and if we're playing it safe, that's not what ships are for. You'll never realize your dreams.
Yeah. Yep. And so it's that's our contribution for those of you thinking about getting started this year. Get started now. Get started today. It the start is where the beginning is. And welcome all of the challenges and obstacles. That's about the best way I can put that. Okay, Jeff, you got another one?
I've got a great one.
Okay.
This was from one of the smartest men on earth who ever lived. Way back when, there was a king named King Solomon.
Okay, there was a king.
He was. He was the smartest, wisest man on earth at the time. People from all over the world came to talk with him about what he knew and life in general. And he put down some thoughts about how he became successful. And one of them is in Proverbs. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Hmm.
I'd rather trust in the Lord than trust in somebody else around me. So, and he'd help you along. That comes from the basic instructions before leaving earth.
Basic instructions before leaving.
The IBLE.
Okay, great.
Great.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
Yeah. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. King Solomon, Proverbs 3:5-6.
Okay, great. Great. Now, he's supposed to be the richest?
He was the richest, wisest man on earth at the time.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here's another one for you from Bruce Lee.
Now they're all coming. Okay, let's go.
Bruce Lee said, if you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work, into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus.
And repeat that one again. That was deep.
If you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus.
Great. Great.
You must not stay there.
Great. So, that's a great statement. And hopefully this is helping those listeners out there. It's all recorded, so you can go pass it on to your listeners or pass it on to those that are contemplating becoming, starting their own business or thinking about it or dreaming about it.
And if you missed any of the quotes on today's show, internetradiopros.com, you can click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, or go to tantalknetwork.com and you can do the same thing. Tonight's show and every other show Gene has ever done on our network can be found there. So if you missed anything, don't worry, we got you covered.
All right. I appreciate that.
That's what we're here now, for, sir.
Okay, it's my turn, I believe.
I've lost count of who's going where. Just okay. Somebody throw a quote at us.
Okay, I'm looking at the quote, and it's kind of appropriate. It said, it's fine to celebrate success. Okay, it's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure. The one that said that is Bill Gates. Okay, it's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure. And so it's just important to understand that, well, I can't speak for none of you out there, but failures are going to come along with success. You get there by going through the steps.
You don't want to repeat those failures over and over again, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, and so...
Well, to that point, stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Who said that?
Whoever defines stupidity, I'm not sure exactly.
Okay, Matt said it. Matt on WTAN said it.
Sure, let's go. What's wrong with that?
Right. Okay, so like to have you just...
Sorry, that's not the definition of stupidity. That's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, but either way, it's quotes that we've picked up, that we've learned from others, until we create our own that others pick up. But it's designed to help all of you out there that are thinking about it or contemplating, or you've gotten started and you've reached a hurdle or some obstacle, and that should be normal. I'm just going to say get used to it, because it's your project. It's your vision. It's a gift you've been given to go create. And your only role is to get started and keep following it.
You know, I believe that's it. You know, there's two themes I've heard throughout all these. One is you got to take that step. You got to step out. Mm-hmm. And number two is surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
You know, and Winston Churchill has one here. He says, and this is, I like this one, success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Mm.
Try imagining that one.
Say that again.
Success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Trying to keep yourself inspired while you're, you know, plodding ahead. Got to find something to believe in or surround yourself with so you can keep smiling.
Well, I'm just going to say, these, so many of these I can identify with. But the thing I had said, Ed, it's your thought, your vision, whatever you have that you want to create, it's your gift, or it's what you have. And the others will help you along the way, provided you're willing to start stepping. How does that one sound?
I like it. Sure.
Yeah.
Own it.
Okay. But it's time that we take a little short break. Except we hear something from our sponsors, but we'll be right back talking about famous quotes from famous entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back with just a little more.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough, it's supposed to, then the tough people get going and keep going, and you develop toughness, and you have to because it's your project. It's yours. It's something you've been given, something you want to go after, and go. That's all. Anyway, so I believe it's supposed to be tough. Until you get over the hump, then you can help a bunch of others and explain that as well, that it will be tough because it involves change. And without change, you can't get where you think you want to go. That's all, it involves change. So we got a couple of minutes left, but are there any comments or thoughts on anything that we've said so far?
Yeah, I got one more quote for you. It's a little out of context, but I think it fits. You ever see the movie A League of Their Own? With Tom Hanks and Gina Davis?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, there's a great line in that movie that Tom Hanks says when he's talking to Gina near the end of the movie. It's about playing baseball, but I think it applies here. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everybody would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
Dude, you need to be on this side of the table over here so people can see you.
Yeah, it's true, but at the same time, if I do that, who's going to be doing this back here?
Very, very well said. Say it again. Make sure everyone heard it.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everybody would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
Yeah.
Here's one more for me, Gene.
Okay.
There's no such thing as failure, only opportunities for learning.
Ooh.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, who said that?
Larry Lovello.
Is that a Larry original, Larry?
That's mine.
Okay, we have a great entrepreneur on the line who's helping all the other entrepreneurs out there. So somebody had to create these quotes, and it's very possibly, Larry, you're going to be famous now. But anyway, so like that.
I thought he already was. He's on the Entrepreneur and Employment Opportunity Hours every week. I thought he already was famous.
Well, he's getting more famous.
All right, that's Gene's story, and he's sticking to it.
Okay.
Hey, Gene, one thing you might want to remind your listeners of, there's a group in almost every major city in the country called Million Cups, and it's a group of entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. It's free. It's only an hour a week. So check it out online and find your local Million Cups group that you can attend.
Yeah, that's very important. I kind of overlooked that, but yes, that's extremely important. There are groups out there. None of you will be alone. Doesn't matter how much you think you're alone. You're really not alone. There's always others out there that have chosen to do the exact same thing that you want to do. The only difference is they probably have a different project or a different gift or something, but they're out there talking to each other, letting everybody know what their thought is. Okay. Could you repeat that group name again, Larry?
We spelled that last one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as failure, only opportunity for learning.
Okay, the group that you just got you mentioning, that's in every city.
Oh, Million Cups.
Million Cups. We're in Tampa. We're operating out of Clearwater.
But they're in every major city in the country.
Yes, it is. And I don't know, are they, I'm not sure what day they meet, but I've been to several meetings like that. So, yeah, they're all over. Okay, here's another quote. His time is limited. I'd like to have you think about time. Time is limited, so don't waste a living. Someone else is. Okay, don't waste it living. Someone else's life. I got to repeat that again. It says, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Steve Jobs said that. Your time is limited. Your time is limited. Okay, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Any thoughts on that one?
Get out there and do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do. Imagine how many other people are living somebody else's life, trying to be somebody else.
That's impossible, yeah. Because there's only one of you and you only get one shot at this thing. That's this thing true. Called life.
Yeah, you get one. Yep, you get one shot. It's never too late.
And there's no set timetable like, oh, you have to own your own business by 30. You have to be married by 35. You have to have kids before you're 40. No, that's not how, that don't work that way around here. There's no timetable for it. You can first be starting your own business at 20. You can first start your own business at 60. There's no timetable for it.
Yes, there isn't. Okay, so that's great to hear.
I got three for you, Gene.
All righty, we got 6 minutes, so give us your shot.
Quick one. Don't let fear stop you from realizing your dreams. Remember, fear stands for false evidence appearing real, so your fears are not real, but instead something you make up in your head. Make choices to support your dreams, and if you want to realize your dreams, you have to believe in them 100%.
And to Larry's point, fear actually has two meanings. Either forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Choice is yours.
Yep. You're getting education on entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that again, Larry? Because you mentioned two of them?
There are three.
Okay.
Don't let fear stop you from realizing your dreams, because it stands for false evidence appearing real. So your fears are not real, but instead something you make up in your head.
Okay.
Second, make choices to support your dreams. You're afraid to make a choice? That's the choice anyway. If you want to realize your dreams, you have to believe in them 100%.
Okay, great.
Another one is just a thought. People don't realize that the average person has 30,000 negative thoughts every month, and they control you. Until you start watching what you're thinking, you can't see them and shut them down.
You definitely got to repeat that one again. If you can. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What was that?
I'll repeat that one again.
Every person has 30,000 negative thoughts a month, but most people aren't even aware they have them. So those thoughts run and control them, and they get away of realizing a dream. You got to pay attention to your thoughts and shut them down.
Okay.
I think I get most of those in nighttime.
Yeah. I got one question for all of you. For those of you that are making quotes, but what about all the others that make up our society, population, workforce? Can all of them become entrepreneurs? Any thoughts?
Somebody's got to work for those entrepreneurs.
True. Any ideas, Larry?
Not right off the top of my head.
Oh, I found one that's done, people. Yeah, somebody's got to work with the entrepreneurs or work for the entrepreneurs. Or can everybody be an entrepreneur? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question.
I get paid to ask good questions. Yeah. But I want you to think about that, because if your dream, your thought, whatever it is, it will require something that you create that serves others. or that others can use, that then can everybody be an entrepreneur? Anyway, so the answer may be everybody can't. But if everybody can't, then that means your gift, your idea, your thought is even more powerful than you thought.
There you go.
Okay, just something to think about. Because that's what that's what creates the world we know. Until we discover something else by another entrepreneur. Anyway, so just something to think about, because that's why we're here, is to help other entrepreneurs and be helped by other entrepreneurs, because they're sharing their thoughts. And at some point, you may be in a position of just sharing one of yours that can help an awful lot of others. Anyway, so just something to think about. Okay, we got 2 minutes left. Did anybody have any last comments?
One more from Bill Gates.
Sure. Okay.
All right, here's one more from Bill Gates. Your most unhappy customers are your greatest sources of learning.
Repeat that again.
Your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning.
Great.
Assuming you get their feedback.
Yeah.
Unhappy people can teach you a lot about what you're doing wrong.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, Larry, you got one last one?
Yeah, I think so. Just had it, hold on.
If not, okay.
Greatest mistake you can ever make in life is to continually fear that you will make one.
I'll repeat that one again.
The greatest mistake you can ever make in life is to be continually fearing that you will make one.
Yeah.
There's that fear word again.
Yeah. Much of our population lives there in fear. We go through a lifetime of fear. Okay, but anyway, our time is just about up. I'd like to thank you, Jeff, for taking the time out to come in and share your thoughts and participate. Larry, I'd like to thank you very much for sharing your wisdom and thoughts that you may have come up with. And Mr. Matt, our producer, thank you very much for your input.
Oh, no problem.
That's
the beauty of this show, though. The more input we get from people, the better the show sounds. And it's nice to have more than just one voice on the air. It's beautiful, great. Ain't it?
Okay, it's really beautiful since we all have something to share to help someone else out there.
And it's always nice to be able to talk about stuff like this from, how should I put this, the different points of view. Because how you see one thing could be different from how Jeff sees it, could be different from how Larry sees it, and how it could be different from the way I see it.
Yeah, one day we'll get you on this side of the camera so people can see you.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure that if you stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour while the clips are playing explaining the show, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you'll see me.
Oh, okay. But anyway, our music is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. The difference is I like to have you think about your thought, your idea. You can indeed do it your way because you were given it. But anyway, stay tuned for the employment opportunity coming up next so we can help those that are looking for employment, but realize that you can indeed go do it your way just as these entrepreneurs have, and that's what we're all about in terms of entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And go do
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.